Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 7th on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time with 20,800 head to be offered, 2,500 yearling steers, 1,400 yearling heifers, 14,000 wean calves, and 1,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping agriculture producers resolve conflicts since 1987. As Oklahoma's USDA certified mediation provider, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies resolve conflicts. The 2018 Farm Bill allows mediation for lease issues, family farm transitions, farmer neighbor disputes, pesticide cases, and more. Learn more about OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or call us toll free at 1-800-248-5444.
Well, live cattle futures made new highs for the move, with December moving back to the highest level since April. An overbought market again meant nothing in light of strong boxed beef prices. There was virtually no cash business done yesterday, with bids and offers few and far between. Packers may tip their hand a little more today, as they might be anxious to get business done. Demand remains strong and orders need to be filled. Futures show no signs of topping, but a price retracement could take place anytime, as traders may take some profits to the bank. Now, the hog futures continue to struggle, with lower prices dominating the trade yesterday in all but the December contract, which showed a slight gain of about 7 cents. Packers see no need to bid higher as hog numbers remain large along with increasing weights. The market has been beaten down for over 2 weeks and could be primed for a bump in prices again, despite the overall bearish attitude. Wheat prices are higher at all three exchanges, attempting a bounce following Monday's ugly session. Days like Monday seem to remind the trade the wheat market does not have a compelling bull story on its own, and when corn is being faced with weakness, the combination is too much for wheat to remain in positive territory. Encouraging, however, to see the Minneapolis spot floor rally by 5 to 20 cents yesterday, with values at multi-month highs. Now, December corn is slightly higher overnight, attempting to bounce from yesterday's drubbing, which pushed prices within 4 cents of the 50-day moving average. Pressure seemed to stem from an open week of harvest activity ahead, improving weather prospects for South American growing regions, and the constant reminder demand is falling short of estimates. The weekly crop progress report said national harvest was 52% complete versus 41% last week and the 75% average. Well, soybean prices are lightly mixed overnight, maintaining yesterday's gains, and would be looking to close higher for the fourth session in a row. January soybeans remain well above 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages, with uptrends firmly in place. And we'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close Friday, yesterday, December live cattle up 55 cents, 120.07. December up 37 at 124.60. November feeder cattle down 5 cents, 149.07. January unchanged at 146 even. December hogs up 7 cents, 64.52. Kansas City wheat, December up 2.5 yesterday, 425.5. March up 2.5, 438. Chicago wheat, December up 2 cents, 511 and 3 quarters. March up 1 and 3 quarters at 518. December corn up a quarter penny, 383.5. March up down a quarter penny at 393.5. January soybeans down a quarter penny, 937.75. March down a quarter penny, 951. December cotton up 7, 63.73. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.